VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a ring right away at 888-723-4630.
So we have the Stealth Radio Show.
The Stealth
Radio? The Stealth Radio Show, which is what we are, has some new real estate on eBay.
Does it now?
But there's a misspelling.
I'm not surprised. So,
Donna wrote in that when she went on her, when she opened her eBay account a minute ago, she said, "How lovely that we're getting an exposure, period. It's got a typo." What it is it's a cute little block that's got a picture of you in front of the microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it says, "Why aren't you listening to eBay Radio?"
Oh, I know it.
Spelled listening.
Yeah.
If you could fix that, that would be appreciative.
Oh, brother, it wasn't proofread, was it?
I sent it to you.
I gotta find it. I know it's on. So where they're seeing this is on the community page. It's part of the scrolling marquee, and I'm waiting for it to come up.
I figured as much because it said something about carousel in the file name or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting for it to come up.
And while you're doing that,
there it is. Listenting. Why aren't you listenting? Oh, brother. I got to get my screensaver shot thing going here. Where is it?
Is it? Can you change it or does somebody else have to change it?
I can't change it.
No, you can't change it.
That's not me.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Okay. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, want to mention again that we're launching a nifty new feature next week.
Yeah, what is it?
And we can't do it without you. It stars Coach Jack from eBay. He's the senior analyst for pricing. His name is Jack Dalton. He's going to be called Coach Jack. And what he's going to look at are your selling strategies, such as your format mix and your listing durations. And he'll evaluate them in light of the new fees and feature updates that kick in on May 1st. Then he'll recommend some tweaks that will save you money and hopefully increase your views and conversions. And to be considered by Coach Jack, you need to send email ASAP, because we want to have him on next week, to coachjack@ebay.com. Need your eBay ID plus any details you want for him to know about your seller account. That's CoachJack@ebay.com. Very important, please, because we'd like to have, you know, some feedback from the eBay audience, too. And he's going to give you a lot of feedback. It should be interesting, shouldn't it, Griff?
Because it should.
We've never really heard these things
damn
before.
It.
What
so,
happened?
I'm trying to do a screen capture, and I can't.
Oh.
Because the damn thing moves.
Well, tell them.
Poor Stop baby. Moving, you
I'm
you
sorry.
Thing. Okay, I'll try again when it comes up.
Okay.
It's coming. It's scrolling through. You know, you can stop it. You think you should be able to stop it, but you can't.
So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can send us an email by clicking on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay Radio player. And I got one for you here, Griff.
You do?
A couple of years ago, this is from Edie in Santa Monica. A couple of years ago, I removed several hundred poorly selling items from my store rather quickly, leaving about 700 items. And you're going to love this next thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
It seemed that almost immediately eBay sent me less business. Was this my imagination?
Yeah.
Or does inventory shock really happen? Now, if you remove several hundred items from your eBay store,
right,
quickly,
right,
several hundred,
mm-hmm,
then maybe your sales slow down because you removed all those, or just the regular
so
ebb
let me
and
make,
flow
let
of business.
Let me make something very clear. Because this happens a lot with sellers who make a move and then their sales fall and they look at eBay and say, you're penalizing me. That's not true. If you're, this is, I just went through this last week with a seller and it was a challenge. if you have taken 700 or more, several hundred items off of eBay, and you still have items for available, those items are still available to be bought. You can search for them. You can find them. Buyers who want them are looking for them, or they're not looking for them, or they are looking at them and finding them somewhere else cheaper. That is the hard truth. The urban myths that somehow eBay hides listings or we penalize you in Best Match because you took 700 listings off the site is nonsense. It's not true. So in this case, I don't know what happened, but I could make a guess if I saw the listings that were up and the listings that you've taken down. I usually can find some clues as to what's going on. I had a seller last week who... without using names, and I was going to make a case study out of this by making it anonymous. A seller who was complaining that over the last year, their sales have decreased by 50%. eBay, what are you doing to me? And I said, well, let me check. Let me look at your listings. So I looked at their listings. Before I looked at them, I said, well, there are a number of reasons this could happen. He said, you've been hiding my listings. No, well, I just checked and we're not. I searched for your listings and I could find them. We don't hide anyone's listings. So what I suggest is that you do A, B, and C. And these were some research. Find out what your competitors, what online prices for the same merchandise is. Find out what the demand is. Look at the categories you're selling in. And then look at the, you know, filter them down to refine them to at least similar items. And then click the sold button and see what's sold in the last 2 weeks and at what price. And the answer back was, I don't need to do that because I know you, eBay, are doing something to my listings and I want you to report this to someone so it gets fixed. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to report it because there is nothing to fix. I can find your listings. eBay's responsibilities are to make sure that your listings are searchable, that they're in the category in case someone's browsing, and they're findable by keyword search. That's our responsibilities, and bring you buyers. And I can tell, just looking at your listings, you have watches. I can find your items. They're mostly sports-related. I said, but here's an interesting thing that I did, since he wasn't willing to do his own research. I researched three items at random and found online and on eBay sellers that were offering them at a cheaper price. And I presented that information to him, and he said, no, that's not true. I'm not going to lose money. I'm not lowering my price to them. It's eBay doing something. And he was just blind to what I was saying. The lesson here was when he started selling over a year ago on eBay, that niche was probably a lot smaller, and he was realizing success. If you are currently successful on eBay, you can bet money that within the next few months or the next year, other people will be selling what you sell. I guarantee it, and they will put pressure on your prices. And that's just a reality of business. So if your items currently aren't selling, it has nothing to do with the listings you took off.
Why would people think that eBay doesn't want us to sell things?
It's irrational. It's very irrational, actually. And this is what gives rise to the urban myths of rolling blackouts, the one that just makes me want to scream when I hear that. What is the possible reason would any marketplace have about hiding listings in certain areas of the country? This is what they claim. It's not true, and it's not true. B, it's not true. There's no logical reason for doing so. But when people have emailed me and told me my sales are low, I can usually pinpoint one or more reasons why this is the case, or most likely the case. And usually it's because buyers aren't paying attention to their competition. I'll tell you, I just did some research for a magazine article, and there was a particular item, and eBetsy would find them interesting because they were Converse, vintage Converse. They wanted me to do a price appraisal based on marketplaces of this particular pair of Converses. I could find two versions for sale online, one at eBay and one at another marketplace, and one was $600 and the other was $1,500. With a little deep digging into WorthPoint and to Terapeak, I was able to find past examples that actually sold for about $60 to $80 when this pair comes up. So my assessment was if you, these appraise, they sell for about $80. The magazine says, no, we want to say they're worth $1,500, just like the listing on eBay. And I said, but they're not worth anything until someone buys them. And no one's purchased this particular listing, and it's been up for over a year. So what can I tell you? So if that seller was to email me and say, why is my item not selling? I'm going to say, because it's too expensive. You're asking too much money.
There you have it.
Yeah. I mean, if you want us to set your prices for you, let us know. And we'll make that a requirement that you have to list items at eBay's prices. You'll sell things, but I don't think you'll be very happy. You're the merchant. You set the price. And if there's a identical item on eBay, and sometimes now off because people use other means of searching for items, and yours is the more expensive item, unless you're offering some sort of value proposition that makes it worthwhile, you're going to miss that sale. That's the reality. That's not eBay. That's not even an act of nature or the universe. That's just the reality of business. Buyers will go where the prices are low, for the most part. There are cases where you can make a case that your customer service or your level of quality of the item or your presentation could be the thing that tips somebody to spending $5 more for an item than they could have bought it somewhere else. But overall, as a general rule, buyers will go for the cheap. Everything else considered, they'll go for the lowest price. That's just how it works. And that rule is not suspended on eBay.
Thank you, Griff.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping to the online community since 1999. Up next, our final segment today for eBay Radio. Don't miss it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 316.
Maintaining consistency in your eBay sales. Christopher Matthew Spencer is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Born to Deal, and he's the author of Grow Rich with eBay Consignment. He has this tip when it comes to listings.
First of all, if it's still not sold, you need to consider reevaluating the listing. And you can go after new business, but if you have things that are not moving, you need to readjust. And we either revise or we go ahead and combine. It's either revise or combine. You're going to have to change what you've got up there if it's not moving. That's either price, picture, or description. And if it doesn't sell after all of that, you need to combine and put items together and sell them in lots.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
Whew. Wow.
That's okay. Hardy.
So, we have some seller events to talk about.
Let's.
Okay. The Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup. It's going to be eBay for Business, what we do for sellers. And it happens to be tonight, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the location is eBay headquarters, 2065 Hamilton Avenue in San Jose, California. Then on the 30th, the Sydney, Australia, eBay Sellers Group Meetup, Photography Tips and Tricks to Increase Your Sales on eBay. And that's taking place at 6:30 p.m. The organizer is Neil Waterhouse. If you want to know more about this, you can contact them. But it is in Sydney, Australia. So that's very excited. And speaking of which, Griff, we'd like to welcome some new sellers groups to our eBay Radio Seller Groups directory. In Yorkville, Illinois, the Fox Valley eBay and e-commerce meetup, the Salinas eBay Sellers in Salinas, Kansas, in Sarasota, Florida, the How to Get Started and Become Successful on eBay meetup group, and because our eBay Radio Sellers Group is worldwide, we'd like to welcome the Adelaide eBay Sellers Group in Adelaide, Australia.
Oh, that's great.
And in Cambridge, UK, the eBay and Amazon Seller Meetup Group. And if you would like to submit your sellers group to the directory, if you just click on the archive button, if you go to ebayradio.com, click on the archive button, it will take you to our archive site. You'll see up at the top, you'll see a bunch of links, and one says submit a seller event. You click on that, fill out the form, and it'll come right to us, and we'll take care of it. Also, you'll see up there in the links, you'll see seller resources. If you hover over that and then click on seller events, you'll be able to see if there's anything coming up in your town this month.
Very busy calendar.
Very busy calendar.
Very busy worldwide calendar.
Exactly. Isn't that exciting?
That is. I'd love to go to Adelaide.
I just love that. Have you been to Adelaide?
No, I've only been to two places in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Sydney and in Brisbane.
Okay, mate.
But I'd love to go to Alice Springs. I'd love to go to Melbourne. I'd love to go all over Australia. I'd like to go to Perth on the other coast. Australia is such a cool place. If you've never been, it's definitely a must.
You know, it's one country I've never been to.
Oh, it's definitely. I know it takes a long time to get there. And it is rather expensive. But it's well worth the visit. It's such a great place. It really is. I had such fun, and I left thinking I didn't see anything. I've got to see more. Sydney's a wonderful city. I just had a great time.
Well, Griff, we're glad that you showed up today because you've been sick, but you feel a lot better today. That's
I do.
Good.
I think that I took the week to rest, and I think that makes a difference. So, there it is.
And it often does, and we don't do it enough.
We don't rest enough.
True.
I know.
Okay, want to mention very quickly before we say goodbye that the eBay Radio Party and Conference that's going on mid-June.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You need to sign up pretty quickly. If you want to get those cheap rates, ervegas.com.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We'll see you on Thursday. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a three-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all three information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.